called up here, and he come up to where the throne room was. But tonight, I want to look at the throne room. Sunday morning's message was look at the cross, and we looked at the person of the cross, and we looked at the promise that he made on the cross. We looked at the prayer and how he purchased our debt for us there on the cross when he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He gave that spirit back to the Father. He gave back that spirit. You know what's been born again in your life? Your spirit has been born again. That's what was separating you from God was your spirit. Your spirit has been brought back. Your spirit's been born again. You've been born again by the Holy Spirit. And it's that spirit is that what's being saved here right now as we speak right now. It's your spirit tonight. And that's what Satan is wanting to attack tonight is our spirit tonight. He's wanting to attack that tonight. But I want to talk about to look at the throne tonight and what John's seen. And I want to look at what he's seen when he's seen that throne. When you look at the cross of Calvary and you look at the throne, there's a lot of similarities there. And tonight, and if you will with me, in Revelation chapter number 4 and verse number 2, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Revelation chapter number 4 and verse number 2, we will read the whole verse, the chapter tonight. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, and sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto a crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts would give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders, they fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence tonight, Father, I thank You for this night. I thank You for the sweet Holy Ghost that's in this room tonight. I thank You for Your written Word tonight. I thank You tonight, Father, that You've allowed us to come out here tonight and study a portion of Your Word. Father, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that You be with every prayer request that's mentioned tonight. Lord, I pray for the man that has stomach cancer. Lord, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that You would heal him and help him in a mighty way. Father, I pray tonight for the unspoken request all over the house. Lord, they're all over this place tonight, and we come pleading the blood of Jesus tonight on every need and everything tonight. Lord, I pray for little Harley as he gets to come home. Lord, I pray You bless him and watch over him tonight. Father, I pray tonight for Sister Chris Cantrell's mom. Lord God, I lift her up to You. I pray for Brother Bill's sister. Lord, I lift her up to You tonight. I pray for Bull Hathcock, Lord, and I thank You tonight for how You've touched his life. Lord, I pray tonight that as we study this Word and we look to the throne, Father, we know there's problems down here, but there's not one problem in heaven. There's not one thing going on in heaven that's not right. Everything in heaven's right tonight, and I thank You for that. And tonight You say, Father, what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Father, what You say is what we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And Lord, I pray tonight as a church, we're binding things down that needs to be bound down, and we're letting go what needs to be let go. Father, we love You and we thank You. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight we'll look at the throne. Tonight, if you look into the text tonight and we get into it, John is immediately, the Bible says in verse number 2, immediately he is taken in the Spirit to the throne room of heaven. You know, tonight the only way that you and I will make it to heaven tonight, it is by the Spirit of God tonight, that we've been born again and washed in the blood of Jesus. That Spirit is what's been reunited tonight. There will be a day that we too will immediately be taken to the throne room of heaven. But tonight I want to look at what we see around that throne tonight. What all we see around that throne. The book of Revelation is so rich tonight. And what we see around that throne tonight. Number one, I want to look tonight at the person on the throne. Did you know tonight? Did you catch that in verse number 2? And it said a throne was set in heaven. And that one that sat on the throne. There's not many on the throne tonight. There's one on the throne. And His name is God Almighty tonight. The Lord God Almighty. He's on the throne tonight. Of heaven tonight. And I ask you a question. Is He on the throne of your heart tonight? Is God right there on your throne tonight? You've put Him above your family. You've put Him above your friends. You've put Him above your finances. You've put God above everything tonight. And He is on the throne of your life. And tonight as John seen that and he looked up, and he's seen the Lord God Almighty sitting on that throne tonight. Can you just imagine what he's seen? Well, he gives you a description here tonight. He says in verse number 3, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardis stone, and there was a rainbow. But I want to stop there about the stone that he looked like tonight. When he looked at the Lord God Almighty, he seen that stone tonight. The first stone that he mentioned there is this. He said that he was as a jasper stone. When he looked up at God and he seen who he was, and exactly who he is, he said tonight he was like a jasper stone. Do you know tonight that jasper stone, it would be a diamond that was most brilliant of all stones. There were no stone more stone sought after than that jasper stone. It shows his wisdom and the purity of Christ Jesus. There is another place that this stone is mentioned in the book of Revelation, and that is in Revelation 21 in verse number 11. Not only was this stone had all the purity and all what God had called it to be, but in Revelation 21:11, the Bible says, having the glory of God in her light was likened to a stone most precious. And here's what he said, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. He said this stone was clear as crystal. It was no fake stone. It was no imitation stone. It was the real stone tonight. And he said when he looked at God, he seen this, a jasper stone. But there's another stone that he seen there when he looked up, and it would be that a sardis stone, or the Bible calls it a sardine stone. That stone would be blood red in color, and it would remind us of the blood that was shed on Calvary for our sin. When you look at God tonight and you look at the plan of salvation, you see how precious it is and how perfect it is and how He shed that blood on Calvary for our sins tonight. You say, preacher, what is the big deal when you look into heaven and John looked there and he seen these stones on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, on God Almighty? What was the big deal? If you understand in Exodus 28 and verse number 17, if you'll turn with me to there tonight, I want to show you this in the Word of God, talking about our high priest tonight, that is high and lifted up tonight. There is something special about that in the Word of God tonight. Exodus chapter number 28, if you would, in verse number 17 tonight, I want to show you this. And here's what he said tonight. He said these stones was very precious. And as you read in this tonight, you're going to understand that there was four rows that was on the high priest. When he stood there, he had his breastplate on there, and there was four rows. And them stones would go across in four different rows across. And there would be three stones on each row. And as he wore that, it showed how he was and how he ought to be, what God had called him to be. But tonight he says in verse 17, and thou shalt set in the setting of the stones, even four rows of stones. He said that four stones would be on this high priest. And the first row shall be the sardis, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. And the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. He said, but the third row, a ligure, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, here's that fourth row that I'm talking about. There'd be four rows across, and there'd be three stones on each one of them, a high priest, and on their breastplate tonight. And he said, when I looked up into heaven, I seen that. I seen God sitting up there with this on. And look what he said. And the fourth row, a berry and an onyx and a jasper, and they shall be set in gold in their enclosings. And tonight, as you think about that, I think that the breastplate of these 12 precious stones, they represented this 12 tribes of Israel and how God had preserved them and how He had saved them. And tonight, if you know this, in Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 14 and 15, I have it written down there for you. When you think about God and Jesus Christ and what He's did in our life, in the Old Testament shows it, but when you come in the New Testament, it shows how precious He is to us tonight.
He says, seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Thank God for that tonight. Amen. He is passed into the heavens, that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our professions. And here's where that's important. When John looked up and he seen them two stones, and he seen them in Christ Jesus, he seen them in God Almighty, he seen the Father, he seen the Son, he seen the Holy Ghost when he looked into heaven. I want you to know tonight, for we have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Tonight, everything that you go through, everything I go through, our high priest has already experienced it in his life. That is why Aaron was that high priest. He was one that could come amongst the people. He knew what the people were going through. He knew what was going on in their life. You know what, tonight? You're not going through nothing that Jesus Christ, God Almighty, don't already know about tonight. There's not a battle you're going to face this week. There's not a problem you're going to go through. There's not a blessing you're going to receive. There's not nothing going to go in your life that God don't already know about. Child of God, tonight, you ought to be on shouting ground to know that anything comes your way is going through the hands of your high priest before it ever gets to you. I thank God for that tonight. I thank God that He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities tonight. When I hurt, He hurts. Amen. When I suffer, He suffers. When I cry, He cries. When I'm upset, He's upset. Why? Because He's my Father. When I go to Him, He answers them prayers. He is the one that is on the throne tonight. And if He's on the throne of your life, what's going on in your life affects Him tonight. He cares about you. He cares about me. And He wants the best for me. And He wants the best for you. He said tonight here, John said that when he looked up, he seen them stones that was all around him. He seen them stones that were on him. He said, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Ain't you glad of that tonight? He was without sin. Now let me give you this tonight. When he went to the cross, our high priest went to the cross. Let me give you this tonight. Let me give you this tonight. When he went to the cross and he drunk of that cup, I don't know how big a cup it was. If I couldn't get a cup big enough to show you this tonight, what kind of high priest he is. But you imagine a cup big enough to take all past, before Calvary, ever sin, put in the cup. Present, what was going on there at that time, put it in the cup. And ever sin until he comes back, put it in the cup. That's a big God. He takes this cup of suffering, shame, sin, everything, and he said, the only way I can be their high priest, the only way I can know how they feel and how what's going on in their life, I must drink of this cup. He took every bit of our sin, past, present, and future. There's not going to be a sin that you commit that he's not done died for. Somebody should shout on that. There's not. He done paid the price on Calvary. So he takes this cup, and at the beginning he says, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. But then over there in another gospel writer, he says, Eli, Eli, sabachthani. And that is this, my God, why has you forsaken me? Why did he can't call him Father no more. He can't relate to him as a father no more. Why? Because God can't look on that sin. When he took that cup, he at that moment, he no longer was what he meant, what we think he is today. At that moment, he become a sacrifice. At that moment, he no longer was a son, but he became a servant to sin. At that moment, he became a servant to sin because he took our sin on him. And that's our high priest tonight. That's how he knows how you feel. That's how he can come to you with a word from the book. That's how he can come to you with a song, with a prayer, with a text that you need at the right time. He can come in there because he's tasted it all. So no longer at that moment did he say, Father. He said, my God, my God. He had no relationship with the Father at that moment. Why? Because he couldn't. Because your sin and my sin separated him from the Father. The Father could not look on my sin. He could not look on your sin. And when he died on the cross, he said, it is finished. At that moment, the payment we need was paid for on the cross of Calvary. They took him off the cross. They put him in the borrowed tomb. And on the third day, he rose again.
And for 40 days, and if you look in Acts chapter number 1, and for 40 days he showed himself of infallible proofs, proofs that you cannot deny that he was the high priest, that he was the Son of God, that he was the living Savior. You know what he told them? He said, don't touch me. Why do you want to touch you? Don't touch me. There's something new about me. Your sin's been paid for. I'm going to carry the payment to heaven. I've been paid for it. I'm going to show it. I'm going to provide it. I'm going to put it on the mercy seat. I'm going to put it where you can't come right now. But because he went, we get to go. And he took that perfect sacrifice and God honored it. That's why he's our high priest tonight. That's why tonight you can enter in, because he is our high priest. You said, are you sure about that? I don't even see the person of Jesus Christ in God. In God. But I see the promise. I see the promise. Promise Sunday morning, he promises that today you'll be with me in paradise. But here in Revelation, same picture. There's another promise. And he goes back and he talks about the rainbow. There is not a promise he's ever made that he doesn't keep all the way through. Not one promise. There's not one promise that he's made you, he's made me in that book that he don't keep. He said, why has he got the rainbow in heaven? Why has he got the rainbow? Well, why has he got it behind him? He got to keep his promise. Brother Tony, Titus 1:2, what does it say? God who cannot lie. He's got to keep his promise. Tonight, I want you to know, even when you don't keep your end of the deal, he keeps his end of the deal. Let me show you this in the book tonight. Let me show you this. Look with me if you will. And we're going to move on so we don't get hung up here. Look in verse number 3. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. It wasn't a hidden. Have you ever seen a rainbow? Is it hidden? No. If it was, you didn't see it. His promise is forever. A rainbow, I wrote this down, a rainbow, it was perfect in its color and it was perfect in its circle. It was perfect. You say, how do you know it was perfect in its color? Because it said it was like unto an emerald. It was like unto a green emerald. And what did that green show? Before the rainbow, what did he do? He destroyed everything. Nothing was green. It destroyed everything. Everything died but ate. Died. So what does it show? It shows growth, it shows life, and it shows his promise tonight. Look, if you turn your page over, he says in Genesis 9:11, and I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there be any more be a flood to destroy the earth. That's that promise that he's made you and he's made me tonight. I see tonight, number one, I see tonight the person on the throne. I see the promise around the throne. But I also see the priesthood around the throne. The priesthood around the throne. Is that important? Yes, it's important. Look with me in verse number 4, if you will. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. Tonight, that priesthood around the throne, it represented the 24 seats around the throne and the 24 elders, which represent the Levitical priesthood that is found in 1 Chronicles chapter number 24 that David set up. He set that up. Why? Because there were so many priests there. There were so many in the priesthood. There were thousands in the priesthood, and there was no way that they could all come back. So what they did is they set up 24. They set up 24. They'd put 20, and when all 24 of them met, all thousands of them met. They were their spokesperson, if you will. They was the ones that would make the decisions, if you will. They were the ones that was doing what needed to be done. And when they got there, I want you to get this. And when the 24 met, the whole priesthood met. The priesthood is a picture of the church. Them 24 elders that were around that throne, they were singing, they were praising, and they was giving him honor, and they was giving him glory. You say, preacher, what should we do? We should do the same thing them 24 elders are doing in heaven. He says this. Look, let me go on with you here. He said they were clothed in that white raiment. 1 Peter 2:9 tonight is this. But ye are a chosen generation. I want to ask you tonight, who in here thinks they're a priest? Get your hands up. Get your hand. Come on.
But you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You'll think of yourself totally different when you understand that God calls you a royal priesthood. Well, preacher, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. That gives you an excuse to live like a sinner. That gives you an excuse to live like a lost man, not to worship, not to praise, not to glorify Him. That gives you an excuse when you use that cheap title. Just a sinner saved by grace. That's a cheap title given to a child of God. Tonight, that's what the devil's got you thinking, that you're of no worth, you're of no value, you're no good. You're just an old sinner saved by grace. Oh no, my friends, you know what God says about you? You know what Jesus says about you? He says that you are a royal priesthood. Whoa, glory to God. Listen to that. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation. We're chosen tonight. He's chose you. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. We should be different. That you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Into His marvelous light. Tonight, don't, man, listen to me, please, tonight. When you look at the throne room tonight, you're going to be there one day. And you're going to be around that throne. And you're going to, man, you're going to have to get your worship gear on. You say, I don't like to holler and scream and shout. Well, you're going to be an oddball in heaven. You're going to be peculiar, all right. You're going to be one of a kind when you get up there. Because there ain't going to be nothing but shouting going on up there. Listen to what he says here. And before the throne, that's what they've seen, the heads of the crowns of gold. He had called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. I see number one tonight, the person around the throne. I see the promise around the throne. I see the priesthood around the throne. Man, I don't know about you, but He saved me a lot more than just old sinner saved by grace. He saved me a lot more than that. He bought me. He'd been bought with a price. What do you think about that tonight? You've been bought with a price. You've been bought. How much are you worth tonight, David Barnes? Doris, how much is David worth tonight? Let me go somewhere. Come on, somebody talk to me. How much are you worth tonight? You're priceless. You can't put a price on you. He died for you. He said you're royalty, wrapped up in the righteousness and the mercy of Christ Jesus, wrapped up in His goodness. If I'm clothed in that white raiment that He says I'm clothed in His righteousness, and that's how He looks at me as a son of God, a royal priesthood, why would I want to drag that through the mud? Why would I want to drag that through the miry clay? Why would I want to drag at that place? I go around this room tonight, every one of y'all say, boy, my kids, they're priceless. I wouldn't put a price tag on them. My family's priceless. I wouldn't put a price tag on them. Can I say to you tonight, you're priceless when it comes to Christ Jesus. And He said, you're so priceless tonight. Not only are you a royal priesthood, but He said, I want you to look at the power that comes out when you get around the throne. I don't know how many times I've been around the throne room, but I've been around it several times, Sister Cynthia. I know when His power is coming out. I know when His presence is there. And He said that power come out like thundering and like lightning. And there was a fire. And the eyes could see. Tonight my prayer is that God shakes this place with thunder and lightning. Sets a fire down here that we got eyes that we can see. Ears that we can hear. And a mouth that we can open. Let me show you this in the text tonight. Whoo, glory. David, you're worth more than that now. Don't get down over there. Don't get down. I should have asked how much was Dolores worth. Look at the power and praise around the throne. Look in verse number 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, round about the throne, were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. That lightning, the thunderings, the voices, and the fire burning, which represents the Holy Spirit of God. There's 4 beasts that guard the throne, and they're full of eyes. Number one, he references that. If you look in verse number 7, he references that to a lion that shows the strength that is in heaven around the throne. Have you ever shook the throne room of heaven with your prayers? Okay. And the first was like a lion, strength.
The second was like a calf. It showed service. God wants you to be strong. He wants you to be committed to the service that He's called you to. Third, like a face of a man, which showed intelligence. Showed that you knew what you was talking about. And fourth, I want you to look at this, said it was like an eagle. The fourth beast was like a flying eagle, which shows the swiftness. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him. They were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders got up. When them beasts started worshiping God, them elders got up. And I want you to look what the elders did when they got out of their seat. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 10. And the 24 elders, they fell down. They fell down. Before him that sat on the throne, and they worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Tonight, me and you are created to be in fellowship with God tonight. And there's going to come a day that we're going to be able to worship Him night and day. This body won't have an effect on us. Work all day, tired at night, won't have effect on you. Doctor's reports won't have... See, in heaven, none of that has an effect on you. It has no effect on you. He said night and day they worshiped. Night and day they were around that throne. I see the person that's on the throne. I ask you a question tonight. Do you see Him as that same way? I see the promise that He's made me. I see I may not be part of the 24 elders in heaven. I may not have one of them seats, and I don't have one of them seats. But can I say to you tonight, I am a royal priesthood. I'm part of that royal priesthood. I'm part of that tonight. You are part of that tonight. That's something amazing to me. And can I say to you tonight that when you realize that, there will be power and strength coming out of you. Power and strength coming out of you. If you have no power and you have no strength spiritually, make sure He's at the throne of your life. Make sure He's the one that is sitting at the head and not you. Or that you've given the head to somebody else. Because He deserves it all. The other night we was at the hospital. And we got to go back and see Bull, Timothy. And I'm telling y'all, the first day I seen him after the wreck, his eyes, you could put eggs under it and sew them together in purple. It'd be a perfect picture. They stuck up that high. Prayed. We've been praying. Everybody's been praying. I'd go back and then you could see it looked like a half cock. You know what I'm saying? He started resembling family a little bit. And every time I went, I've seen an improvement. But I went in there Monday evening and it was time for visitation. We turned the corner. He was sitting up in the bed. Now if that don't set a fire, man, it'll set a fire under you. And we walked into the room, me and one of his brothers, we walked into the room and just, he was talking to him. When we got done, I just grabbed his hand. I said, "Can I pray with you?" And he shook his head. Now listen, half of his skull gone is in his belly. Took half his skull off, put it in his belly. Broke arms, legs, sternum, ribs, everything in this man's broke. And he's not whining a bit. He's just, I mean, alert. And when I got done praying with him, he let go of my hand. I looked at him, eye to eye. And I said, "You ready to go home, ain't you?" And he shook his head and he said, "I love everybody." Verbally, he can't talk. But with him moving his lips, you could read them crystal clear. Tonight, can I say to you, the reason he's alive still today is because God's on the throne. God's on the throne. God's on the throne. And when you put Him at the throne at the head of your life, you'll be surprised what'll come out of you. You'll be surprised what'll flow out of your body tonight. I don't know about you tonight, but I want more of Him and less of me. I want Him to move in a mighty way. I want Him to do the miracles. I want Him to do the preaching. I want Him to do it all. Because tonight, He is my high priest. Father, I do love You and I do thank You for this night. I thank You for the sweet Holy Ghost that's in this place. Lord, I pray tonight for each and every one that sits there tonight that, Father, a while ago when I got on the high priest and being a royal priesthood, that hit somebody. Lord, it got so awkward in this room, it hit somebody. And Lord God, You know who it is. You know who's been talked down to, looked down on. And Father, they feel like they have no worth. But Father God, You say they're worthy tonight. Father, You said by Your stripes we're healed tonight. Lord God, You said tonight that no weapon formed against us shall prosper tonight. And Lord, whoever I'm talking to right now, Lord, I pray they get them a good case of I love Jesus tonight. And get their eyes and their mind off this world and get it on the glory world. Get it on the throne tonight and they see You and Your promise. And what's going on in heaven tonight, how they're worshiping You. And Lord, tonight when we realize we're encamped about with such great a cloud of witness, that changed the way I've worshiped here lately, Father. Knowing that the saints of old are looking in. Knowing that angels are curious about every service we have here. Every service that goes on at this place, angels are encamped all around it watching, seeing what's going on. But Father, more than that, the Holy Ghost of heaven is sitting right in the midst. And Lord, I pray tonight that at this church we always look to the throne so we can see You high and lifted up. Father, I love You and I praise You. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say, amen. 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 Have a good night. Love on somebody.